Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be in God's presence tonight. And if we open our Bibles up to Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1. And in that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though you are angry with me, your anger is turned away and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day you will say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, and we pray, Lord, you will quicken it home to us and pour revelations through us tonight. And to us, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for your word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And in Galatians 5:22-23, well, especially in verse 22, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, which means gladness. This is from the Amplified Bible. What we need to realize, first of all, is that joy originates in God. God is a God of joy. There are many people in this world today who misrepresent God. They make him out as though he's this fearsome creature. And he stands over his children, beating them with a stick. God's not like that at all. Yes, God judges wickedness and evil. He has to. In his righteousness, he has to. Because he is a righteous God. But also, God is a God of joy. The Bible says he will rejoice over you with joy. There are many places in the Bible when it speaks about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And when it says the joy of the Lord is our strength, that is speaking about that it originates in God. We need to listen to what the Bible says. The Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a Saviour who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. Praise the Lord. He will rest in silent satisfaction, and in his love he will be silent and make no mention of past sins or even recall them. He will exult over you with singing. Who's that speaking to? To all those who are washed in the blood of Jesus, who are born again. Zephaniah 3:17, that's taken from the Amplified Bible. God will rejoice over all his children with joy because they have received his Son, the Saviour, Jesus Christ, into their lives and are now in his family. And we in turn praise and worship the Lord with the joy that he gives us in our hearts for all the good things that he has done for us. I've just read from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1 to 6, and in verse 2 it speaks about Yah the Lord, Y-H-A, the Lord, Yah. Yah is short for Yahweh or Jehovah. The references to Yah in the book of Psalms involves a compound word, Hallelujah, which when translated means praise the Lord. So let's praise the Lord tonight. It means that all born again Christians should praise the Lord. Yah, Yahweh or Jehovah. Praise him. Hallelujah. You know, these Jehovah's Witnesses, they use the name of Jehovah, but they don't come to Jehovah through Jesus. And the Bible tells me that he is the only way. He is the only way to the Father. He is the only way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. John 14:6. Jesus said that. They deny that he is God, so they deny the way. And yet they use the name of Jehovah, and they take that name for themselves. Yet Jehovah, the real Jehovah, isn't their God at all. He's the God of the born-again Christian. Joy is an attribute of deity. You can read about that in Psalm 104, verse 31. And joy is part of the ninefold fruit of the Spirit, which we read about in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, which he imparts to believers. Galatians 5, 24. Praise the Lord. So we praise Yahweh with the joy that he gives from the Holy Spirit within us. I was looking in the Oxford Concise Dictionary, and it speaks about joy there. It says this is a vivid emotion of pleasure, gladness. And that's what it is. I was speaking about this the other day, that old band that I knew round about the in the 70s called Cream. I think they became Blind Faith then, and they had a song, and it was well known. It was called "I'm So Glad, I'm So Glad, I'm Glad, I'm Glad, I'm Glad." And when we're born again, we really have the true gladness. We have the true glory, joy. The people in the world, they have joy when something good happens to them. But you know, all the time we have the spirit of joy in our hearts, and He's the Holy Spirit of God. And that fruit of joy can come through us, welling up. Welling up, we're speaking about the well, we're speaking about the rivers. Rivers of joy welling up from the spirit within, deep within our spirits, welling up. The Bible speaks about Jesus being full of joy, God rejoicing, and how much more we are in Christ, therefore we have the joy of the Lord, and He is our strength. That is why the scripture states and is referring to all those who are justified by faith and are born again by the Spirit of the Lord. Let's just read it again. Therefore with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. I love that. Draw water from the wells of salvation. Are you saved? You can draw water from the wells of salvation. Where is that well of salvation? It's in you. It's in you. It's in you. It's in all those who are born again. You can draw water from deep within. The Spirit of the Lord is welling up inside of us. Jesus said this would happen. He spoke to that Samaritan woman. He said it would happen. We were talking about it the other week. He said, all those who believe in me, deep from deep within, rivers, rivers of joy, rivers of living water. The joy is there. The joy is there. We just have to believe it. Hallelujah. And not only believe it, but start to praise the Lord and let the joy come out. Hallelujah. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day, you shall say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why? Because you've got joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Last week we spoke about the statement Jesus made when he said, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. I love that. Springing up into everlasting, a fountain of water. This is salvation. Therefore, with joy, you shall draw waters from the wells of salvation. This is what salvation does. It springs up. It springs up from deep within into everlasting life. No wonder that we are filled with the joy of the Lord, because of the wells of salvation within that are springing up. This is not a stagnant pool. This is the river of God. This is pure, holy water. I know in many churches today they sprinkle people with holy water. That's a man-made thing. I'm talking about holy water, the Spirit of the Lord today. The Spirit of God is a spiritual thing. This is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about water. I'm not talking about water from the tap, water from a well. Like the Samaritan was looking into that well, and Jesus said, take your eyes off the well and look at me. This is spiritual water. This is the water of God. This is not the water they sprinkle on you in churches, holy water that's blessed by a priest. That's a man-made thing. This is spiritual water. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. From deep within your spirit will spring up. Jesus was speaking of the Spirit of God, that all those who would receive, who believed in him, now God is telling us that daily we can draw water from the wells of salvation. This is not a one-off experience. It's daily as we come to him and have that quiet time with God and we read the word and pray and we start to praise the Lord and we get washed and cleansed in the blood of Jesus and that pure water of living joy springs up from within us. Yes, all born again Christians can draw water from the ever-flowing, ever-present Spirit within. And we can do it with joy because we know who the water is and what a great salvation that Jesus has provided for us. Let us never lose that joy of our salvation. Remember when we first got saved, when we were first born again, we were filled with joy, we're overflowing. We should never lose that. It's a shame, isn't it, when you see some Christians have been on the road a long time and they don't look as though they've got anything at all. It's almost like they've lost all the joy. But you know, we should have more joy now. The longer we go on the road with Jesus, we should have more joy. Because by reading the word and praying and listening to the ministry of the word, we realize who is in us and what we've got. Therefore, we should have more joy. And you know, when we believe these things, then it just springs up all the time. Ever flowing rivers of living water flowing through us all the time. That's a blessing to us, isn't it? But it's also a blessing to your family. It's a blessing to all those around you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, all born-again Christians can draw water from the ever-flowing, ever-present Spirit within. And we can do it with joy because we know who the water is and what great salvation that Jesus provided for us. One of the main ways of drawing water from your well of salvation is by speaking in tongues. Tongues are a gift from the Holy Spirit and are a gateway to the other gifts. Some people deny tongues. Some people argue against tongues. Well, you'll get what you believe for. If you don't believe, you will not have the blessing. But for those who believe what the Bible is saying, the Bible says forbid not to speak in tongues, and tongues are a gift from the Spirit. For those who believe, they will have what they believe for. For those who don't believe, we will just close the door to the blessing of God. But tongues are a gift from the Holy Spirit and are a gateway to the other gifts, and combined with the fruit of the Spirit causes us to well up with joy. Yes, that's why Paul spoke in tongues more than anybody. And then he told them all, the people listening, don't forbid speaking in tongues. Why? Because it releases the rivers of joy, the rivers of power, the rivers of blessing. That's why he said, speak in tongues. He said, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than you all. Why? What was he doing? He was releasing the power, the rivers, and the joy and the blessings. Yes, from his mouth. Yes, a physical thing. He cooperated with the Spirit of God within. He didn't keep his mouth shut. He didn't keep the Spirit deep within and close the door and lock him in. He didn't do that. He opened his heart up and the rivers came out. And it came through his vocals and he praised the Lord and started to speak in tongues. Start speaking in tongues and very soon you will feel the power of the flow of water through you, welling up with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That is why we must not forbid to speak in tongues. If we do, we are stopping the flow of the water of the Spirit. We're actually quenching the Spirit. And with the joy will come the faith and the power to transform your life and those you are ministering to. So praise the Lord, let the joy come out. You will be a blessing, it will transform you, but it will transform the lives of all those around you, those in your family, those you come in contact with every day. Hallelujah. This Christian life is a positive, faith-filled life. It's not one... It's not a life of refuge where we're hiding from the world. It's one where we're expressing what we've got in, out, through our praise and worship, through our testimony. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. So freely give your praises to God tonight. Let the joy come out. Let the blessing come out. Be a blessing to others. The Christian life is one of giving. When we're talking about joy, it's not just, you know, keeping it, I've got it deep within, but you know, it's mine, it's all mine, and no one can see it because I really have it deep within. If we've got it, people will see it. Yes. And with the joy will come the faith and the power to transform your life and those you're ministering to. Yes, I'm repeating myself because we need to take these things to heart, because there will be a real blessing to you if you believe it, but also practice it. Remember, we need to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to experience these things in a deeper measure. And your heart will rise up to God and you will worship him in spirit and in truth and bless the name of the Lord. God is a spirit, a spiritual being, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in reality. That's from the Amplified Bible, John 4:24. Remember, God is spirit, or a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And what I'm talking about tonight, it's all a spiritual thing. Yes, praise the Lord. Joy, it's spiritual. And you're a spiritual being. And it's all a spiritual experience. But it actually affects your flesh. And it radiates through you. Yes, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of it comes out. What is spiritual from within will come out and will radiate through us. I mean, it did through Moses, and he didn't have what we have today. No, he didn't. Yes, they didn't have that rebirth that we have today. But when he went into the presence of God and he came out, he had the glory of God all over him. But the Bible speaks about today, those who are born again, when we spend time with Jesus, that glory is not just coming out as they were looking in a mirror like it reflected on Moses and from him, but it comes from within. Yes, from within, the glory. Praise the Lord, the joy. Praise the Lord. You can't spend time with God and not come out looking different. That's right. If you spend time with God, you're going to come out looking different. You're going to come out feeling different. I think that's why many Christians today walk around defeated, because they don't realize the secret, though God's not made it a secret, it's there in his word, to spend time with God every day and reading the word and praying, having a quiet time with God. And when you've done that, you're going to be different than when you went into his presence to do that. You always come out different. Every time Moses went into the presence of God, he always came out looking different. And when you go into the presence of God, you might not see it yourself, but you're always coming out looking different. Praise the Lord, one way or the other. Even if sometimes we go into the presence of God in the disciplines and we come out with checked in our spirits and looking pretty solemn. Well, we always come out looking different. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. You get what you believe for. You can either believe what God is saying to you through the Bible or resist it. There are many resisting it today. I believe, the word of God is proclaimed. God says, preach the word of faith. But there are many arguing with it, resisting it. Well, you just won't get anything. Because the Christian life is one of faith. And everything we get from God is by faith. We have to believe what God is saying to us. We have to believe that it is true. The joy is within. The rivers are within. The living water is within. God is in us. And God wants to, wants these waters to spring up, welling up every day in us. But we have to believe. If we don't believe, you get what you believe. If you don't believe, well, that's it. We'll just be flat. We'll be flat. We'll be like that still water, not living water, still water, and that's all. Well, I want to be a still water Christian, some people are saying, but I'd sooner be a living water Christian. I'd sooner be a living water Christian. Believe what God is saying to you through the Bible, or some people believe it or resist it. Many are against speaking in tongues. Many are against the baptism and the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, they say that was it. When they spoke in tongues, it never happened again. Well, as I continue reading through the book of Acts, I see it happening again and again. It continued, and it continues today. It is not demonic tongues we're talking about. We're talking about the gift from the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. And it's a wonderful gift of expressing ourselves to God and releasing the rivers of living water through our vocals. And so those who resist what the Spirit of God is saying will not enjoy the flow of joy that comes from the flow of the Spirit from within. Karen had the vision the other week about the canoe. It was at the side, entangled in all the debris at the side, which represented the world. On either side, there's debris. And God was saying, get in the canoe and push it right out into the flow of the river. And I want to encourage us tonight. If we want to experience these things I'm speaking about tonight, then put them into practice. And when you're putting them into practice, it's like you're getting in the canoe and pushing out into that river and letting the flow of the Spirit take you out to that big ocean of God's love and power. That's right. That's what happens. Don't get entangled with the debris at the side which represents the world. There's a lot of Christians in the canoes and they're all entangled with that debris and the filth of the world. But faith takes you out into the flow. And instead of enjoying the joy, many will end up as killjoys because they don't believe. They're killjoys, why? Because they have negative faith, negative teaching. And in the end, the result will be they'll become dogmatic, dead-letter Christians, tangled up in the world's debris. We don't want to be like that, do we? How can you enjoy like that? You can't, can you? You can't enjoy these things. If the Son has come to set you free, you are free indeed. Don't be entangled again with this world. Do the things God is telling us tonight. People say, well, one day I might have the joy of the Lord when I get to heaven. Or maybe as I, in a few years' time. You can have it straight away. I remember when I was first born again. in 1975. What an experience. I was floating. I was full of the joy of the Lord. Wonderful. It was instant. It's available. It's within. Just believe it. Just experience it. Praise the Lord. We don't want to be a killjoy. On the other hand, if you believe and receive more from God and His Word, by believing that there is more of a spiritual power and refreshing to be enjoyed, then you will indeed be blessed. And so will God through your positive, faithful testimony. You see, when you're blessed, when you believe what God is saying, God is blessed and pleased with you. He says, without faith, it's impossible to believe God. And Paul said, I believe, therefore I spoke. And I believe, and therefore I am speaking tonight. And don't get joy mixed up with happiness. Because a lot of people in this world, they equate joy with happiness. But the two are quite distinct. Happiness depends largely upon good things happening to you. You know, I'm happy, I've just won £1 million on the pools. I'm happy today because everything's going right for me. I'm happy today because certain things are happening. Everything seems to be going your way. Pleasant surroundings, pleasant company, my family's coming around today, so I'm happy. But happiness is distinct from joy. And many people equate the two, but they're not. There's a distinction between the two. Happiness and unhappiness do not exist together. But joy and sorrow can exist together. And this is why we have to make the distinction. Jesus was a man of sorrows, and he was acquainted with grief, Isaiah 53:3. But for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Can you see how the two go together? Yes, he was acquainted with grief, he went through all that suffering. But that didn't make him a misery, but because for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, and now he foresaw what would happen. He had joy in his heart. Before he went to the cross, he knew what he was going to go through. But before he went to the cross, I think it's John 17, he was praising his Father, he was full of joy, and yet he was going to experience an awful death and scourging and all the rest. But for the joy he foresaw, he looked beyond the cross and saw all his sons in the kingdom of God. Because he loved people, he wants people to be saved, he was paying that price on the cross so that they would have his salvation and joy, and therefore with joy they would draw waters from the wells of salvation. He foresaw them, he could see them in the distance drawing water from the wells of salvation. He could see a people that were absolutely full of joy and gladness, overflowing with rivers of living water, praising the Lord, full of joy with radiant faces, all because of what he did on Calvary. So don't equate joy with happiness. There's a difference. Paul, remember Paul and Silas, they were arrested and they were scourged and they were put in prison. And that's enough to make everyone cry their eyes out and be really miserable, depressed, and wondering what's going to happen next. But at midnight, Paul and Silas, they're full of joy. They started to praise God. The prison, there was an earthquake and the prison doors flung open. But in that situation, when they're being scourged and thrown into prison, they weren't happy. No, they weren't happy at all. There's nothing to make them happy, but they had that inner joy. And it was that inner joy that started to spring up and started to praise and worship Yah, Jehovah God. And because of it, you see, the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of what is, when we do these things, I'll tell you, God will see it, and he will be so pleased that miracles will happen. And God's power came down and it shook that prison. The prison door swung open. The jailer, he was going to, because he was asleep, he was going to take out his sword and fall and commit suicide. Paul shouted, don't do it. And he got saved and all his household. Praise the Lord. So don't get the two mixed up. They sang praises to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, that was the introduction. Now, praise the Lord. Finally, one of the most important things we need to do if we want to experience this joy every day, yes, praise the Lord. That doesn't mean to say you're going to walk around going, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and be a fanatic or anything like that. But you're going to have an inner gladness that you belong to Jesus. I'm so glad. I am glad. You know, very often, I was think nearly every day this, at some time of the day, I am so glad that I'm born again. And I feel so sad for those out there, you know, for those people you know who are not born again, and knowing the end result is hell if they don't get saved. So we need to pray for them. Have the joy, but don't forget the lost, because we want them to be saved. We want them to draw water for them salvation, waters of salvation. We want them to have the joy of the Lord, and we want to see them in heaven, don't we? We want to see all our families in heaven. We want to see our children, our mums and dads, everybody in heaven. Don't forget them. Pray for them. Now, let's not take life for granted. It can be here today, and if it can be taken from us tomorrow, there's an appointed time for everyone to die. But while we're here on this earth, we need to pray for them so that they will be saved. They will have this joy. And so we have a responsibility. And this is why I'm getting down to this last point, because this is probably the most important point. Keep your well clean. Jesus said you are a well, and the living water, the water of God, the water with God in, the water who is God, will come springing up through with joy. Praise the Lord, he who believes in me. In him shall be the water shall become in him, springing up into everlasting life. And so, if we want that to happen, we've got to be a clean well, haven't we? What are we talking about when I'm talking about the one? I'm talking about your spirit, the human spirit, the born again spirit, who has God's spirit within. We don't want to the filth of the world on our spirits. Keep your well clean. How do you do that? Well, you do it. It's a simple thing. I said it before, you come to Jesus every day, you set time aside for him every day, and you come to him and say, Lord, cleanse me in the blood of Jesus, wash me clean in the blood, and fill me with living water, with your spirit today. Read the word, it's faith food, it strengthens and builds up the Christian, it will help you overcome all temptation, it will be your guidebook for life. Do that. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. But keep your well clean. It's kept clean by being in the presence of God. Confession of sin if we have sinned or slipped up in any form of way. And washed in the blood of Jesus and filled with the Spirit, the living water. And always be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. On my trip to India, which was a long, long time ago, 1973, 1974, I looked down some wells and they were dirty. You couldn't drink from them. They were filthy wells. I went overland to India. Took 6 weeks. We went through Afghanistan, Pakistan and Iran and these countries. But, you know, some of them had wells when we were going through the villages and you wanted some water. But you couldn't drink from those dirty wells. There's nothing worse than a dirty well when the people of that town or that village, that is where they get their water. But on Goa Beach in India, I lived and made a wigwam out of palm leaves and made our own food and everything. But we went to a well every day. I used to lower this pot down into the well on a rope. But it was a clean well, and up came pure, clean, living water. But there is no water on earth that can compare to the pure water of God, the Holy Spirit. But whoever takes a drink of the water that I will give him shall never be thirsty any more. But the water that I will give him shall become a spring of water, welling up, flowing, bubbling continually within him, into for eternal life. I like that bubbling up, because that's what gladness is. You can imagine and picture gladness as a bubbling, can't you? When you're glad, it's like something rising up in you, and it bubbles up. And I love that. I love that. And we can have it. We can have it every day, the bubbling up. Yes, he says he's a bubbly person. There are some people in the natural are not born again, are bubbly people. But how much more to be a bubbly person with the living water inside you when you're born again? Hallelujah. I tell you, it doesn't matter what your nature, what your character is, what kind of person you are. If you love Jesus and you're born again and filled with the Spirit, you've got the living water bubbling up in you. It doesn't matter who you are, we're all different. It can bubble up in every one of us. Praise the Lord. All we have to do is believe. And then, you know, finishing with this, with that same song again. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm glad. I'm glad I belong to Jesus. Let's just pray. Father, we pray, Lord, you'll water the seed in our hearts so it'll bring much fruit. And let us experience this joy more than we've ever done before. We thank you for being with us tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen, Lord.